Hi, my friend. It's Dan Riley calling you, taking a few moments with you, reaching out to you from a very chilly mountain hillside. A few flakes in the air. It's in the teens. It's mid-January, and it's Mount Irenaeus. And if you're noticing it, a little while ago I had a frog in my throat and it became an alligator. And maybe you've been wrestling with an ailment as well. One of these things that seem to come upon us, either from the children we're with or the crowds we've been through, or it could be a combination of tiredness if we want to admit it. I mean, here we are again, and I almost missed the opportunity to take a little time. If we're both lucky, this won't be a long reflection, but hopefully in the midst of it, you can just sort of fade away and pass into your own quies, the ancient word for quiet, the allowance we give to our very bodies and ourselves to find that rest we need. The other day I was back to my doctor, and he gave me another course of antibiotics and a little bit of advice. I've seen him a few times, and he looked at me. He's a wonderful man and loves exercise, and he and I share the love of swimming. And he looked me in the eye, and he said, you know, above all others, it's difficult to tell you this, but for your health at this time, I would suggest, well, you might try not talking. Or at least something like that, resting your voice, he might have said. And then, what a delightful suggestion after this. Now my third visit, maybe in a month, he said, you know, if you could, and I doubt you can, you might take 2 weeks off. I want to let you know you're not hearing from me from a sunny island in the south right now. But as I said a few moments ago, here in the beautiful backwoods of Allegheny County, crisp and cold as anything, though we had lovely snow today that just shone off of it, the phenomenal sunlight that sort of came and went. Beautiful setting for a mass where a delightful family joined us and others came in from various sites. And we listened to readings that invited us to know how truly beautiful, truly, as Irenaeus would tell us, glorious we are, made by God glorious in the sight of the Lord, who is our strength, but has made us servants. And it's so beautiful, this Isaiah passage 49 that I tweeted on earlier today, that God says, I've made you a light for the nations, that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth. Now, how can you and I do that when we're tired or our voices don't work? Well, one of the things that's been happening to me in these few days is hearing the invitation I offer you to enter into quiet, to enjoy the invitation to listen more here in the solitude of La Paz and the wonder of this little neck of the land, just sitting beautifully among hills, naked of leaves, but rich in forest, and the glory of people who join us for prayer on a regular basis. The psalm today, I have waited for the Lord, and he stooped toward me and heard my cry, and he put a new song in my mouth. I risked leaving people in a opening first today that was just a joy to sing, that the Lord has offered me a new path to life and the fullness of joy forever. You might remember that it is an older song, and I'm not going to sing it for you now, but maybe your heart is singing it out, even though you're wrestling with an alligator or have your own cold, or, you know, we can feel a stupor or tiredness any time of year, but during these months as well, after Christmas, after the holidays. And yet the readings are so bright and full of light today, not shallow, but deep, and they're rich. And the passage from John that is our gospel today, if you've taken, I'll just mention the citation, is John 1, 29 to 34. The Baptist is there, and he tells us in very clear terms, he has seen the one. He has seen the dove come down upon the one who is the chosen one, the Son of God, the one who is before him there, the one who is present to us now, the one who is our glory, the one who has come to us, the one who has formed us, indeed, creator with God, the Father and Spirit, formed us from the very beginning. And that leaves us at least voiceless sometimes, if not breathless. There's a whole new breath, a whole new spirit that claims us now, wherever we are. Whatever we might be feeling, there's a renewal happening for you and I. And I, for just another minute or so, share with you the rich renewal I'm finding here in La Paz, in this solitude, in this quiet, in this pause. And I welcome you into it. In fact, you're here with me now. I sense that and feel movement of tears right now, and the truth that whenever we gather each other, it's interesting, call each other in. We are born again from the womb of God's love and glory. This resting place is full of life for us. And as we find it in the quiet, in the solitude of listening together, we are born again. The Spirit rests upon us, and the Christ, the Anointed One of God, rises up in us that we truly might be light for the nations. And that God's salvation, the peace that God longs for all people, might reach to the ends of the earth. Sometimes it's one cough at a time, another time it's one stilled voice, as with now, as we move into quiet together. So wherever you are, just enjoy this break, this pause that we're taking together. Enjoy God's glory now. May this truly be a deep moment of simple healing, peace. The peace and light of Jesus Christ this winter time. Your brother Daniel.
Let us meditate on the radiant splendor of